Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, we got Krusty's Corner coming up here momentarily, but it is time for a C-Note Cowboys news of the evening here on a Christmas Eve extravaganza in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you so much to everybody out there driving around. Let us know, hey, what you getting into? You got some big plans this evening with the family? Are you opening gifts here on a Christmas Eve, maybe on a Christmas Day? We're continuing to track Santa. We'll have that update coming up in a little while. Top of the hour, Denton Day. We'll go behind enemy lines, get the scoop on the Commanders, but the Cowboys did officially rule out Tyler Guyton. Actually moved him to IR.
There you go.
Ending his 2025 season. They also will be without DeMarvian Overshown, who has been ruled out with the concussion. Tyler Booker dealing with an ankle is questionable. Kalen Carson with a hamstring is questionable. And Ryan Flannoy, along with Quinnen Williams, also both listed as questionable for tomorrow's game. Again, Brian and I will have pregame at 9 a.m. here on The Fan, kickoff at noon. Always appreciate you being a part of our Cowboys coverage. But I guess the big topic of conversation here, Brian, as of late, and I know you are the person that can always kind of give us, all right, what is the actual scoop here? Had heard different things when it comes to Tyler Smith.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys viewing, okay, moving him from guard to tackle, is this now just necessity? Obviously, Guyton's done for the year. We're just going to play him at left tackle for 2 weeks, then we're going to reassess in the offseason. But you had Nick Eatman suggesting that Guyton and his agent stopped the process, knew they needed to keep negotiating to plan in case this was something the Cowboys wanted to do, knowing that they might move him over to left tackle. Nick Harris had insinuated the same thing. Clarence Hill on Twitter yesterday saying there's no clause in Tyler Smith's contract with the Cowboys that compensate him if he moves from guard to tackle. It's actually illegal to do so under the CBA per Tyler Smith's representative. So what has the Golden Phone told you?
Yeah, I reached out and asked somebody that would know, and they told me, hold on a second here, I'm kind of working something on the, on these questionable guys. I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, we're getting the health updates?
Yeah.
Always hustling here, BB.
I'm trying to help you out here. Maybe on Krusty's Corner I'll have that thing broken Sweet. Down, of which one of these questionable guys will probably play. I asked this question, and I said, can you clear up if there's a clause in Smith's contract about him receiving more salary if he's moved to tackle full-time? And the answer I got back was, he does not get any more money at tackle versus guard.
Okay.
So that is from somebody that would absolutely know what's going on with that situation.
Well, and yesterday when Tyler was asked about it during his media session, he said, look, I'm an all-pro guard, dude.
Yeah.
So clearly he's always going to stress what's best for the team, but it did sound much like Zach Martin had always said, I want to play guard. That's my spot. I want to be a guard. So I know you had also mentioned yesterday you didn't think this was a long-term thing. This was just a health thing right now.
I kind of felt like that, just, again, talking to some other people within the organization, that they felt like that this was just about because of what Guyton's situation was. And they weren't too sure about with Nate Thomas and stuff, even though Nate played in the game the other day. But this was more about just because of Guyton. And now with Guyton going on, you know, being gone for the rest
IR.
On IR, then this now just completely opens it up for the opportunity for Tyler Smith to continue to play there at the left tackle spot for the next couple of weeks.
We also had, of course, the Pro Bowl people. George Pickens gets the first Pro Bowl nod. He said he's super proud of himself, super proud of the guys. I wouldn't have been able to do some of it without the guys. We didn't finish where we wanted to finish, but all we can do is wake up the next day and keep going. And talking about the offense as a whole, he added, super explosive. I feel like that's one of the biggest things when you look back on the year, even though it's not over. Look at the explosive plays that me, CD, Flo, Javonte, everybody produced on the offense. And that's going to be, you know, a big thing this offseason. Are they able to bring back Javonte Williams? What happens with George Pickens' contract?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tag. That way, regardless, they can work on a long-term deal, but he's under team control. So if something's not able to happen, maybe, you know, negotiations go sour, they could then end up moving him and get something in return for him. And that's right. Probably the best trade asset that they've got right now.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, I don't think Diggs is going to be able to get anything on the market. And I don't know who else really you have that you're willing to part with that teams would also want. So you can save, I think it's $12.5 million by cutting Diggs. You can save more money on the cap by cutting Steele. And then we know $20-something million dollars by cutting Kenny Clark. Maybe they renegotiate that deal. But certainly the CeeDee Lamb, Javonte Williams thing, this offense has been fantastic. Have they slowed down?
Quarterback has been really good.
Quarterback's been great.
Yeah.
Have they slowed down at parts throughout the second half of the season? Yeah. Second half against the Chargers. Red flag. Red zone offense, they need to figure out a way to improve. Brian, it's almost as if...
I think you went up against some really good coordinators, though, too.
Agreed. Flores, for sure.
You've been on a run, and you had some success against Philadelphia. You know, actually, two times you played Philadelphia, you've had some success. Vic Fangio, one of the best, you know, Super Bowl-winning defense.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As a coordinator, you talk about with our guy in Kansas City, you know, with Steve Spagnuolo, you know, how Dallas was able to navigate that. The Brian Flores thing was that's a tough one to deal with. And this Jesse Minter is legit at the Chargers for a young guy.
One of the top head coaching candidates, potentially.
He is really, really good when it comes to getting his guys to play at a high level. So you can understand maybe a little bit of the slippage that's gone on there with the offense, but – man, I look back if you went back and just watched like all the red zone attempts, and this is something you do like at the end of the year, but I guarantee you watch them. There's going to be one or two things where you say, God, if they just would have done that, or if he just saw that guy, or they would just picked up that guy, or they wouldn't have jumped off sides.
Well, and that's what Ferg's been telling us, right?
Yeah.
It's like little things.
Yeah, I guarantee you watch all the red zone trips. It'll be the common thread will be, and early in the year they were executing at a very high level. And maybe you weren't playing against coordinators and some personnel that could slow you down the way that these teams have at the end of the year.
Well, okay, so And I was talking with Foots, who does an excellent job, yeah. Our buddy Foots the King on YouTube, about this, because he reached out and was like, man, I got concerns about this offense. And I do think there's certain tendencies that, like defense coordinators are so smart. The tape's out there. They're studying it. I mean, you do an excellent job of giving us the breakdown every week. Like, these are what teams are doing. So obviously teams know this.
Yeah.
It's almost as if you kind of have to have a second offensive playbook to then go ahead and deploy the last, like, 6 weeks of the year or last half of the season to try and keep defenses off guard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like when it comes to stealing plays and like a lot of that, I think you've seen with the Ben Johnsons and others do that in the back half of the season. It's fascinating to me that Liam Cohen and the Jags, their offense is now taking off.
Yeah.
They struggled in the first half of the year. Now they're playing their best football. Whereas for the Cowboys, it's kind of been the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. They were elite, and they've been humming like a top 3 to 5 offense throughout the year. But now you're starting to – we're having these conversations of like, okay, are we worried at all about the offense heading into the offseason?
Well, you've had some problems with your offensive line with the injuries. Not an excuse. Your running game got a little slower.
Did.
You know, it kind of got a little.
I think Williams has been worn down.
Yeah, he got him a little worn down there. You really, you know, it'd have been nice if you'd had Sanders and Williams going at it, but, you know, you lost Sanders there pretty early in the campaign. So that made, you know, you have to adjust various things there. George Pickens, the routes, they kind of figured out, okay, he's going to be slant, he's going to be hitch, and he's going to be the go. You know, and that was something they kind of figured out. They're like, listen, we can't let George Pickens beat us at these routes. So teams kind of started gearing things to that way. I think you've played some better defenses, as I've mentioned, some better defensive coordinators. Belichick used to say something all the time, and these really good – remember when I did Krusty's Corner after the game, I walked you through what Jesse Minter did.
Yes,
and
changing up the coverages.
You know, like – we kind of get into, when we watch the Cowboys, you get into a rhythm of how they're going to play. They're going to play heavy zone. They're going to play cover. You know, you just kind of get an idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's very rare that you see them kind of get out of that. Where Jesse Minter was getting hurt in the first half of that football game, and he was searching for something that could get his guys off the field. You know, and it was like the cover six stuff was, you know, it's like he started off with some 2 and some 3, and then, you know, they're getting crushed. He stays out of the 3 until the second half because he's, you know, then he throws a cover 4 at you. These really good coordinators will hunt a coverage or two, but they always hold something back. They always hold something back in a game when they need a stop on third down or a fourth down to get off the field that you haven't seen all day.
No, and that was a great nugget that Daniel Jeremiah gave you guys in the pregame. Like, one of the best things about Jesse Minter, he holds his water.
Yeah.
He saves things. He's not going to show you everything, and he certainly did in the second half to keep the Cowboys offense
off balance. He was clearly the Chargers kind of figured out some things with the Cowboys, too. I mean, they were humming along pretty well. Never felt like that Dallas did anything that was going to stop the Chargers.
No.
Where on the flip side of it, you kind of got the feeling that the Chargers were going to make a player or two.
And that was even with the Cowboys actually trying some different things with their pressures and playing more man. They need to do press man, not just man. But
I just, the free access that they give in routes is killing them right now.
Unreal. Now, you are going up against the quarterback, Josh Johnson, who officially was named the starter. He's 1-8 as a starting quarterback in his 10 years in his NFL career. 17 interceptions to 13 touchdowns.
Yeah.
13 touchdowns to 17 interceptions, man. That is not good.
No.
So do you finally have a chance now? Is this finally going to be a feel-good performance for the defense?
You know what? I would like to believe that the Cowboys were going to find a way to get this thing done. But like I told you yesterday, I do believe the ball is going to come out quick. I think he's a predeterminer of where he's going to throw the ball. So you got to be ready for that. I could see them very well. The stuff with, you know, and it's not the screens, but the quick stuff. McLaurin, I think Terry McLaurin's going to probably go on a vertical route. You know, Dallas has shown they really haven't played those routes. They haven't played really routes to the flat very well with them and the swing stuff. You got a couple of backs and Rodriguez and Kroski Merritt that can catch the football.
Sure.
You know, the Debo Samuel, some screens. They're going to do things in order to try and help Johnson along in this football game. The the biggest problem with Dallas is unless they blitz, and when they do blitz and they do get somebody home, how about like being able to like get somebody
get
on
the ground? Yes.
They finish. They have yet to really finish when it comes to their pass rush.
All right, let's do a little Krusty's Corner, shall we? Segment, of course, brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. Where are we going in the Krusty?
Yeah, we'll talk about the Commanders' defense, and really, they've struggled a lot, and we'll tell you why. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.